He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
That sounds pretty good.
Does that sound better?
Okay. Better.
You know I'm having a problem with that Corey thing, right? So anyway, I talked to Marv Steffen, who's the owner of Consumers Nutrition, and he says to me, Tracy, you got to get that down. It just doesn't sound right. It's something with the syllables, right? So I practiced and I practiced, and it didn't sound better. Hello, Corey.
I guess.
It just doesn't flow. I don't know. But anyway, thanks, Marv, for helping me out. He realized that I was having a tough time with that one. So I'm happy that people are listening to He Said, She Said, nonetheless.
And more people are subscribing. Our international population is expanding worldwide. Isn't that great, dear?
It's great, dear.
And we're getting some incredible feedback on SNU as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We are, really.
You know, I originally designed this thing based on FMU, Functional Medicine Update, which is produced by Jeffrey Bland. And that gave me the idea for Sports Nutrition Update, an extension of the CSNA program. Because when you graduate from anything, what do you need to do to stay up to date in the world of knowledge? You need to keep studying, right?
That's right.
And audio today is the most practical way to learn, listen, and apply that information. Mm-hmm. Driving in your car,
and what's really funny is people will email me, or when I talk to them on the phone, they mention things that we talked about, and the he said, she said, and I forget. Once it's done, I forget it, right? And then I move on to something else because the months go by real quick. And Kevin Pollak was saying about how he's tired of singing happy birthday 10 times a day. And I was thinking, Corey, you said to me, what's that all about? And I said, what is that all about? And then I remembered washing your hands to the tune of happy birthday. So that was really cute. So Kevin, that was good. I'm glad you're washing your hands.
And we really enjoy your feedback. And if you have any ideas, if you have anybody that you'd like us to interview, if you have somebody in mind that could really stimulate our senses and help educate us and keep us motivated, please send us an email or phone us. So, my dear, the big line today is, what is cooking?
What's cooking? Well, you know, I've been racking my brain here because I usually make the same thing over and over again. But, and plus I've been traveling a lot and when, you know, my recipe list is coming slower and slower. But I just had this idea of something. I made it for Ruby the other day and I thought this is a great idea. I call it a gourmet granola treat.
Yummy.
Right? I guess that's the name I'm going to call it because I'm going to write for the Vista magazine as well. But everyone likes this treat, young and old. And what I do is I mix the best quality granola that I can find. Hey, I'm too lazy to make my own, although you can, if you like, make your own granola. There are a lot of granolas, different granolas on the market, but I prefer the crunchy organic granola sweetened with unpasteurized honey. And it also has almonds, sesame seeds, sunflowers, pumpkin seeds, rolled oats, and blackstrap molasses. It's absolutely yummy.
And you got to watch the fat content on the granola because a lot of them are soaked in fat and then cooked in the oven.
Yes.
Like these commercial granolas.
Yes. That's well,
and they're loaded,
exactly.
Heavy duty with brown sugar.
Yes.
And remember, folks, there's no difference of any kind between white sugar and brown sugar. Brown sugar is just what? White sugar colored brown? Oh, did I steal your line there?
Yes.
Okay. Please continue.
You know, you're right. Absolutely. So, you know, it's really, really important that you read those labels when you choose granola because some of them are just laced with sugar.
Yeah, and you know, in Colgan's latest newsletter, he was talking about the fact that, okay, so you're going to take the carbs in with no sugar. Hello, what do you think granola is? Now, this is just keeping sharp on the knowledge of carbohydrate chemistry. Let's say that you bring in a non-sweetened or unsweetened carbohydrate. You're still bringing in a lot of carbohydrates.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So we still have to be concerned about the overall glycemic index and glycemic load of those granola bits.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
There's a time and a place for this stuff.
There's a time and a place for them. Absolutely. So, like, really read those labels. And if you go to a really quality health food store, you can find the really good granola. So, in a bowl, I add this is what I like. Now, you can do whatever you want to do, but in a bowl, I add frozen blueberries, but you can add any fruit that you want, fresh or frozen. Then I top the blueberries. I add granola, and then I add organic goat milk yogurt, plain goat milk yogurt, with currants or raisins, and then I top that with maple syrup or unpasteurized honey.
Wow, what a snack.
Wow, is right. What a treat.
After a 10K run or a marathon?
Yeah. It's a whole food that is healthy and has nutrients that will be beneficial to health, not take it away and leach your body of nutrients.
Right, and you can have healthy snacks.
Exactly. And you can add any fruit if you like. And if you don't like raisins or currants, then don't add them. But the blueberries have vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, potassium, magnesium, manganese, and photo.
Correction, dear. No plants have vitamin A. Vitamin A or retinol is only in animal fat. Remember that the carotenoids, one of which is beta carotene.
We're cutting that
out. It's okay. No, it's okay. Because people think that carrots have vitamin A. And this is something that's not taught to kids in school. Vitamin A is only in animal fat, reinforcing my position that humans must eat some animal foods, that we're not designed to be vegans. Because, yes, we can convert beta carotene into retinol, but not if you have a low thyroid, and not if you're lacking enzymes, and not if you're lacking other nutrients that play in the synergy of life. And under stress, we don't do a very good job at converting carotenoids into vitamin A because we need them to interact with free radicals.
Okay, well, let's just say beta carotene then. Sorry.
No, but I understand. Let's just say pro-vitamin A as opposed to preformed vitamin A.
Right.
Because that's the difference.
Right.
So preformed vitamin A is retinol. It is vitamin A, and it is only in animal fat. It is not in plants. So if you can't make vitamin A in your body from the carotenoids, first of all, are you getting those carotenoids? And second of all, if you can't, you will become vitamin A deficient, and then you can't synthesize protein or release growth hormone. Because a lot of people don't know that growth hormone release is dependent on vitamin A presence.
Right. That's in the course.
There you go.
I read that.
That's one of the questions, dear.
Okay, and oats. Jeez. You know, we do have the SNU unplugged, if everybody knows that. See, because we do edit this thing, and sometimes it gets a little hairy in here. But one day when Corey and I get majorly rich and majorly famous, we're going to do the Corey and Tracy unplugged
SNU. Hey, I got
SNU.
News for you, dear. We are majorly rich and we are majorly famous.
All right, then. Let's move on here. We have oats. Oats have minerals. No, he's probably going to argue with me on this one. We have oats have minerals of selenium, magnesium, potassium, zinc, and fiber. So oats, make sure you get the best oats possible. And maple syrup is a nice change from unpasteurized honey. And it's an excellent source of manganese and a good source of zinc. So it can also sweeten your health, too.
And maple syrup is coded by numbers, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and so on. And the mineral density is relative to the darkness of the maple syrup. You want a nice dark black in color, preferably. Same thing with your honeys.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like the difference between white rice and wild rice.
Different kinds of honeys. The
color, the depth of the darkness is usually a good sign when it comes
to
whole food.
Some of the honeys I find are some. I like certain honeys, but I know they have like all different kinds of flowered honeys and this and that, and I just don't care for the flavor.
Well, the flowers that the honey comes from is relative to the nutrients
exactly.
that the honey has.
But there's a flavor to it.
Oh, yes. And you have an acute sense of smell and taste, and I don't as much. So it doesn't matter to me as much.
I've noticed you have no acute sense of smell there, dear. Okay, moving on. So that's it. Try that. The gourmet granola treat. Everybody will like it. You don't need to make a big, huge whopping bowl of it. You know, just a small bowl, but it's great in the summer, spring, winter, and fall. Use the, if you can, if you like the organic goat milk, use that. And with the maple syrup or the unpasteurized honey, try to get as organic and whole food as you possibly can. And this treat can be a treat. It can be a meal because you're getting your protein in there with the goat's milk. Right? So there's a lot of good ways you can work this treat. You can use it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can have this snack.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you want to feed this to your kids instead of a bowl of cornflakes?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So make everything that goes into everything whole and complete and real.
Mm-hmm.
And go back in time a little bit, and that's how everybody ate. There was no such thing as refined food. Everybody only ate whole, real food. And that's one of the reasons why people today at 80 and 90 still have their hair and their vision and their sound hearing.
And
because
their teeth.
They were raised on organ meats, and they had no ice cream every night, and they didn't eat candy and go to McDonald's.
Exactly.
They ate whole, real, basic food.
Right.
So let's get back to the basic stuff.
Now, this could be quite fatty. I mean, if you have the whole goat milk, and you've got the honey, and you've got the maple syrup, and you've got the oats.
Not something that I would eat prior to a competition.
Like, you know, exactly. So you got to
And if you're on a weight loss program trying to reduce body fat, you know, hold
the
horses,
people.
But you
can have a little tiny bit.
Yeah, well, I can't have a little tiny bit, dear. It's all or nothing for me.
I know.
So be careful and understand who you are out there.
There's a time and a place for this kind of
stuff. For some people, it's better to turn off full on or off the switch, right?
Yeah. But instead of eating a chocolate bar, if you really have to have something sweet, this will do the
trick
and be very satisfying
and
has health benefits to it as well.
My goodness, you're absolutely right, dear.
Oh, well, really.
Okay, so that was a great snack and a treat. And so moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Well, last month's special guest was Donna Herringer. Donna shared with us how to look for quality natural health products, which I found to be really interesting. And Donna has been in the health food industry for many, many years. And like most people, she said, who are drawn to the industry are usually the ones who have been ill and made a recovery and decided to work in the field.
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Absolutely. I've met countless numbers of people who are in this industry because of their own personal sickness.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the wall. They found themselves in their threshold of their own disease, and they came to terms with the truth and what science teaches. And you know what I find amazing is that there are thousands and thousands of people that are exactly like that. They hit the wall.
Yep.
And they don't come to their senses, and they don't see the connection between what they're eating, what they're thinking, and how they're living.
Yep.
And I find this absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, you know.
So, but health is a choice, and you can decide in that moment.
Good health is a choice. Health is a choice. It could be when people say, "Yeah, I'm healthy."
Well, health is a state, right?
Yes, health is a state.
So, do you have good health? Do you have bad health or good health?
So that's an adjective. Good or bad, isn't it? Good or bad is an adjective.
Yeah, but health is a state. Health is a state.
Health is a state. Health is a verb, is an action word.
Yeah, but health does not imply that it's good. It's,
no, exactly.
Like, what kind of health do you have? Good or bad?
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm trying to say.
We're talking about optimum health, dear.
Okay, where's the club so I can
optimize your health. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, the quality of the vitamins that you buy is relative to the standard set by the CEO who owns the company and whether or not that company obeys the law.
Right.
And there are lots of companies who obey the law and there are lots of companies that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know which one is which when you're standing in a health food store? You have to trust the consultant.
Exactly.
He should have an intimate knowledge, or she, with the product.
Right.
They should know the stuff that they're selling.
Right. So that's what Donna was talking about. So that was very interesting. I really enjoyed that. And she's been around. No,
the
I don't mean that literally. She's been around.
Hey, she's been around.
She's been around.
She knows the industry.
She sure does. So thank you, Donna, for that informative interview. We really appreciate it.
Excellent. Okay. Now, I'm really looking forward to this. Who is our next month's extraordinary special guest?
Oh, well, they're all extraordinary, but this is extra special ordinary. No, that's not what I meant to say. Okay.
Well, still extra special.
Okay. Next month's special guest is the one and only Dr. Michael Colgan. Dr. Colgan will be gracing us with something new and spectacular in the scientific field of sports nutrition, health, and fitness. He's the author of many, many books, but only to mention a few, The New Power Program, Optimum Sports Nutrition, and The Sports Nutrition Guide. Dr. Colgan is our anniversary special guest, as he was the very first guest that we had 5 years ago when we began SNU. Remember that?
Of course I do. It was at the Pan Pacific Hotel at the CHFA trade show.
Yeah.
And we recorded it live right in the lobby,
sure
I think.
Yeah. And every time we do an interview with him, don't we walk out scratching our heads and he boggles our mind?
Absolutely.
Every bleeding time.
Now, I just phoned the Institute yesterday to see how things were coming, and they are so busy.
Yeah.
They're really moving forward with the Institute, the Equestrian Center.
Oh.
And Colgan, you know, a lot of people don't know this, is really into horses and actually designs formulas to feed horses. But he's building something very incredible on Salt Spring Island. And he's tying in the Institute there with a new yoga center, a new training center. And so this year's Power Program Camp is going to be incredible. I'm really looking forward to that. And that's in July, coming
up
in July.
I think he's a genius, you know.
Of course he is.
He's
way ahead of his time.
He's a genius.
He speaks his mind. He tells you what he is thinking, and he is thinking about some pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah, he sure is. So hold on to your hats, folks, for that one, because it's going to be great.
We're looking forward to that one.
We certainly are.
Awesome. Okay, dear. So now we're here for your fabulous hot topic. What is that, pray tell?
The hot topic is to tell the truth. Remember that show, To Tell the Truth?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? You go back that far? Maybe some of our listeners can't go back that far, but that was quite a far ways. So how many people do you know in your own life who are really living a lie? It astonishes me that human beings can live in a state of denial of themselves. I think what happens is that people are presumptuous. They think they already know what the other person is going to do or say if they find out the truth about their little secret. It takes courage and strength and a true knowledge of who you are in order to reveal the truth about yourself. We go through this life, and it is unfortunate to not have been able to be yourself. Why lie on your deathbed with regrets? I remember the movie Tuesdays with Maury. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah, that's a great
show. Tuesdays with Maury. And I suggest that everyone watch this. Tuesdays with Maury. And one of my favorite actors, Jack Lemmon, is the star in this movie. And what I got from this, the basic message of the movie, is don't live your life having any regrets. So what does that tell you? Live your truth and have the courage to really be who you are. Okay, there are some exceptions to the rule, but if you are not living the life you want to live, then why not? What's holding you back?
I would say that you're either afraid to make the move and you choose to conform with the group think and with people around you, and you're afraid to be true to yourself because of the ramifications of what might happen. And so ultimately, I was into a deep conversation the other night with a friend of mine. We were talking about what does it mean to be true to yourself? And what that means, there's countless examples that come up in life. But if you're doing one thing physically outward and you don't like it and you don't really want to do it and you're not letting people know around you that you don't want to do it, but you're doing it anyway for money or for fame or position or power or for approval from other people, you are not being true to yourself.
Right.
So it takes guts and courage to be true to yourself. And that is why the wisdom of the ages state that the greatest virtue is not wisdom, it is not justice, and it is not temperance. But the greatest of all is courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the guts and the courage to make the changes that you need to make in your life, then all those other virtues become meaningless.
You know who you sound like right now when you talk like that? Remember that guy on that infomercial on TV with the boat? You haven't got the courage. You haven't got the guts.
You got the guts to take my seminar? I don't remember
anyway,
his name.
No,
yeah, that was funny. And he was surrounded by these three blonde bimbos, you know, with they're well endowed.
Yeah, I remember.
And he was talking about how successful he was.
He's in real estate.
Driving a beautiful boat.
Yeah, that's what you sound
like,
though. You actually do sound like that. You almost sold me. Okay, so if you don't live your life to the fullest, now, what I mean by that is life should be safe, it should be healthful, it should be joyful, life, a life that benefits you and others on a positive level. Now, I don't mean, oh, yeah, I really want to go out there and rob a bank. That would really make me happy. But, I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say.
Well, the first rule
is do no harm.
And what's the second rule?
I don't know.
Stay out of harm's way.
Stay out of harm's way, right. Right, well.
So the benevolence of kindness and compassion, the state of being, be selfish in every way to fulfill yourself, mm-hmm. self-esteem, self-worth, self-respect, self-direction, self-fulfillment. It's all about self.
Right.
Why are you here? To please everyone else
right.
or to get yourself off?
And what happens? Well, okay, let's move. Why does it always...
In every way. Get off in life.
Okay,
juice
right, exactly.
It.
Now,
but
what,
don't hurt people in the process.
So what happens if you don't juice it and you don't get off in life? You end up
then you're missing out
You
on,
end up creating disease in your body.
Absolutely.
That's what happens.
Right, and this is my theory. Now, when you're not true to yourself, your character weakens. And so the control of your spirit as it relates to food and drugs mm-hmm. and doing things that you know you shouldn't do. Why do I do the things I know I shouldn't do? And why don't I do the things that I know I should do? I believe it's because you're not being true to yourself. And as you live your life out in that lie, Because you know that you're not being true to yourself. Your character slowly begins to weaken, and then it begins to get slippery and more likely drawn into the dark side of life. Mm-hmm. But when you are true to yourself and you apply the courage that you have within you get stronger.
Yep.
And then your training and your nutrition and your life of health gets stronger too.
Exactly. And those around you will trust in you. So first you have to be honest with yourself, and then you can be honest with others. So don't assume or presume how someone is going to react about your truth. If they truly care about you, they will truly understand in the long run.
Dear, I've come up with a new religion.
Oh, boy.
Corey Hawley fundamentalismism. The answer to all your questions, I will answer. It costs you $1.99.
Oh, brother. Isn't there somebody who called a Hawleyite? They were Hawleyited?
Well, it's fun. It's having fun.
Course.
People out there, be true to yourself. get Hawleyfied. That's
get
right,
Hawleyfied.
Man. Get Hawleyfied.
Oh, you know what? I get
But you know what? You know, being, and we're just using that as a fun term, but it's all about cleansing your mind and your life.
Right.
And don't be afraid to do what you want to do.
Right.
And consult with yourself as the last and final consultant.
Right.
Don't worry about what other people think.
No, don't
if you
worry.
Know that you need to do something.
And you
something.
Don't even know what other people are going to think. Do you know how many people walk around being presumptuous?
Incredible.
It drives me flipping mad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think I know what they're thinking. You don't know.
Why are you so concerned about what the next door neighbors are thinking? Do you know that they really don't give a damn?
Yeah, at the end of the day.
They don't care.
Maybe right that minute they do, but at the end of the day, nobody really gives a poo-poo.
You hold the whole world in your head. And for naught.
Yeah.
And worrying doesn't add one cubit to your height, does it?
No, exactly. And the happier you are, the happier other people around you are going to be.
And the more happy people you attract.
Exactly.
So let's create a happy world, people.
So good luck.
All right. Well, what a great hot topic that was, dear. I think it was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your final word?
My final word is by Galileo. All truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them.